The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning. Welcome to Radio Friends. This is Tuesday, August the 27th, and we've got one topic today. It's the Adoption Triad Connection of Mid-Missouri. And if you're not familiar what this organization is all about, we're going to find out right now. We have Judy Bach. Welcome, Judy. And Nancy Bennett. It's a pleasure to have both of you here. And both of you ladies have been, you were on the old Pepper and Friends show in a different capacity many years ago. And you walked in, I knew I'd seen you before. but let's talk about what the Adoption Triad Connection of Mid-Missouri is.
Okay, well, Adoption Triad Connection of Mid-Missouri is a support group. And sometimes we call it a search and support group. We help adoptees, adoptive parents, and birth parents, and also friends of anyone in the triad, anyone that's kind of supporting them, and kind of dealing with the aftermath of adoption. Many people, especially adoptees, are interested in searching for their birth families.
How do you deal with that? Do you find that most of the parents, the adoptive parents, are okay with the adoptees finding their birth mother and father, or sometimes is there some resentment there?
Well, that's a really good question. I think some are more comfortable with it than others. Some maybe who haven't maybe dealt with their infertility problems that caused them to seek adoption. They may kind of have trouble coming to grips, and that's probably why some adoptees don't search, is they're really not comfortable talking to their adoptive parents, or they feel disloyal, even though they had a wonderful childhood. But Nancy can probably speak to that more.
So they would feel that they are not being loyal to the adoptive parents who raised them and took care of them and gave them the love, the hugs, cried with them over the years. How do you reconcile that?
Well, I think communication is the important thing. But if there's barriers between the adopted adult that's looking and they have difficulty with their adoptive parents, that does hurt. In my own case, I waited for many, many years before I searched because of
respect. So you were an adopted child?
Yes.
Did you feel compelled to find your birth parents because you felt that something was not complete in not knowing them?
Yes. Yes.
And I can imagine that's what most of the adopted people have in their life. They feel that there's something still missing. And that's not showing any disrespect to the person who adopted them, the parents that adopted them. But it's something that they have to deal with personally, say, I've got to know exactly where I came from.
That's right. Then there's the medical background that an adopted child, you know, doesn't have. Their medical history,
what they may be prone to.
Right. Because their adopted parents are not their biological parents. So their medical history, that's not theirs.
Right.
It doesn't belong to them.
So do you deal with the adoptive parents also if they are having a problem in accepting the fact that their adopted child, wants to meet the biological mom and dad? What do you say to the adopted parents?
I think every adopted parent's different. Some are more, you know, open to that information and if they know information, sharing that with their adopted child that's now an adult. I know that in my own case, when I was searching and finally got up enough courage to ask my mother at that time, we got closer. but it took a lot of courage on my part.
When you asked your adopted mother.
Correct.
Right. Mm-hmm. And she accepted it.
She did. And things between us got a lot closer.
What do you say to somebody who could be listening to this program right now, and they may be going through that situation, that they are an adopted parent, and they have the feeling that their child is wanting to meet the biological parent? What do you say to them, how they can cope with it?
That's a good question.
Would you say it's not a challenge to their love at all?
No, it isn't. It isn't. But some parents do feel that that is the case.
Yeah. You were going to say something,
yeah,
Judy?
Yeah, Paul. What I've found, and I've been involved, I am a birth parent, and I've been involved in search and support groups like we have here in Columbia for over 30 years. I've gone to conferences and done a lot of reading. I kind of consider myself an expert on it. What we found in all the groups is that adoptive parents who are comfortable and give their children the support to seek out things that are normal for them to be interested in, they get closer with their children.
So they really should not worry about losing that child. Chances are, instead of losing the child, the relationship is going to grow even stronger.
I would say in most cases. I mean, there's always exceptions.
Right. But in most cases, I'm trying to put a positive spin on this. If somebody out there listening, and you never know who could be hearing this morning and may be going through that situation at this very point. Mm-hmm. Chances are it's going to be okay.
I think so.
And it's going to be even better.
Well, there was the stigma attached so many years ago, too. And birth parents are much the same as far as being afraid to search or to be found, even.
Yeah.
And the stigma is... really, kids today don't understand it.
Right. Things have changed, but if people want more information on your organization, how can they get in touch with you for either information or support?
Okay, we have a website, and it is, atcmidmo@socket.net.
Okay, and you can go to Google and put in Adoptive Triad Connection of Mid-Missouri, and it should come up. Ladies, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you for having us. Pleasure having you here
with us today. Tomorrow, Joan Stack, State Historical Society, is our guest. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Rich Polzine, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And to listen to this program again or watch it, KBIA.org. Bye-bye.